Ice Hockey on Country 93.3.
Welcome back to the Kasman Center, joined now on the Black Horse Pub postgame show by head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, a huge 5-0 win here tonight. I think your goaltender was a star in this hockey game, Chris Kerr, and a 33-save shutout for his performance. But just your overall thoughts on your team's play here this evening.
You're going to get happy Tom today because I'm a lot more.
We like happy Tom.
Yeah, well, you know, and so does my family too, because my kids today were bugging me. Well, how was the game yesterday? And one of them piped up and said, "Well, didn't you hear the post game? He wasn't happy at all." So, do you want the truth or do you just? But it was a much better effort. You know, obviously there was the excitement in the building with the teddy bear. You could tell that everybody wanted to be the first one, you know, to score the goal. And there was a couple opportunities. I don't know whether it's fitting that Will, who's leading our you know, team in goal scoring, gets the first one. But after that, I thought that we were a little calmer. They played well. I was impressed with Olds. I thought that they did a good job of throwing a lot of pucks. Kersey was great. I really don't know how many quality scoring chances they had. They threw a lot of stuff, you know, from the outside, which we did a good job protecting our house. But all in all, these are the types of efforts that we can build on and move forward. And I thought, more importantly, there was a conscious effort on our bench. I tried to say less and have the players say more today. So we eliminated a lot of the turnovers that sort of dogged us yesterday, and we got pucks in deep when we should have, and structurally we were better. So this is definitely a much better effort for our hockey club.
Tom, we made a joke in the broadcast. If you were a betting man, what were the odds that Will Conley was going to get the goal if you see that he's leading the league in goals?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, everybody wanted to start, first of all, and then, you know, there was a race to the door, who's the next line, and then things. There's a little bit of friendly competition, but, you know, it's great that happened. You're obviously worried as a home team that you might not score. I don't think that really entered my mind today, but for us, just the way we played was a lot better, and something that will leave that better taste in our mouth. We've said it time and time again here. You know, this was the effort today that, you know, was going to set the tone for the rest of the week. So, you know, again, we're going to be active tomorrow in the community. We encourage everybody to come out 3:45 tomorrow at Frank Lacroix. The Pee Wee Rep team is playing, and they're having their little teddy bear toss, so we're going to be there as a team supporting, you know, the junior Pee Wee Oil Barons. And then we've also got the Santa Parade. We'll have a float in it as well. So we'd like to see as many people out tomorrow. I hope that the weather will cooperate.
I think it's supposed to.
Yeah, a couple of years ago it was cold. So we have a float and we have our bus, and we'll be involved as much as we can tomorrow.
Tom, I thought it was a very balanced attack tonight, specifically from your bottom six lines. I thought both your checking line and the rookie line had very, very strong games, which I think obviously bodes well moving forward for this team.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, Tommy getting the monkey off his back, getting a goal was crucial. I thought that Luke Harvey played well, you know, the first half when he was involved in the game and had a great, you know, couple opportunities. Lino had a great tiptoe through the neutral zone and tried to set, you know, the line mate up in the second period. So, I mean, these are the types of wins that are a lot sweeter because everybody contributed. We had, you know, offense from a lot of different players. We, you know, our defense played well. Our goaltender was solid. So, you know, it makes for a better night.
Tom, you're becoming a lethal team shorthanded. Three shorthanded goals now in the last two games. But Shane Frazier, we don't talk about him a lot because he's always so consistently good. But nice to see him get a breakout game and score two big goals on his two big opportunities.
Well, what happens with an individual like Shane is you just start taking him for granted because you know what you're going to get. And he is undoubtedly the leader, you know, of our group, both on the ice, the way he plays. He's not a huge vocal individual, but he's an individual that when he does speak, guys, so holy smokes, you know, this is serious. So it was great for him to get rewarded. Two shorties. I told him, I was joking with him on the bench. I said, if you really want to impress me, you're going to get a shorthanded hat trick. But we didn't take a penalty the rest of the night. But again, he'd be the first to admit that it was a great team effort. You know, your penalty killing starts from your goaltender out. Thought that we did a good job and eliminated any second or third opportunities and capitalized. And that, you know, the penalties that we took happened at crucial times where we could have let them back into the game and we didn't. So it was good for us to, you know, one of the things we've talked about is you have to have that shark mentality. When there's blood in the water, you have to jump on them. You got to pounce on teams. You don't want to give them life. And I thought that we, for the most part, did a very, very good job tonight.
We touched earlier on how well of a game Chris Kerr had. Wasn't overly challenged, but he stepped up when he had to. Maybe just speak to the confidence that gives the team when it doesn't matter who's in net. You know you're going to get quality goaltending.
Well, yeah, and sometimes it's a double-edged sword where your guys take maybe unnecessary chances because, you know, probably chances are, you know, your goaltender is going to save you. And there was the breakaway there in the first period, which I didn't like. You know, we had both defensemen engaging in the rush, which, you know, we have to attack at depth. But Kersey steps up, and you know, he's a very quiet individual. He's very sound technically. And really, we have a 1A and a 1B situation here, which is great. And they've got a friendly competition going on in practice. You know, we understand that Eric is probably our go-to guy, but it's such a luxury to have as a coaching staff when, you know, you can give him an opportunity to rest and you're not really missing a beat with Chris in there. So it was good for him not only to get the win, but also the shutout as well.
Tom, as we near the midway point of the AJHL season, obviously some dates you got to look at. Today is the roster cutdown and then the January 10th trade deadline. But as you see right your team right now, is there anything specifically that you are looking from with a roster or a player acquisition moving forward?
Well, it's the part of the job that you don't really enjoy, you know, as a head coach and general manager. So today there was a lot of time spent on the phone and texting and seeing. I think that we owe it not only to our fans but to the players in the dressing room to try and get, you know, the best team that we can on the ice. And unfortunately, you know, there will be some moves here tonight. You know, the deadline is not until midnight. But, you know, our goal is to ice the best team that we can. And we've got a lot of great kids in that room. But at the end of the day, we have to do what's best for the organization, not only today but also down the road as well. That's it?
Nothing.
Speechless?
Nothing, Ben, no, eh? Tom, you're...
Did you notice his socks?
His socks? Oh, no, I didn't even see. What was he wearing?
Are those white socks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a fashion.
It was a rush over to the rink.
If we were over in the dressing room, that would be a $20 fine.
That's a $20 fine. Oh, that's $20. Harsh fine, Ben.
Right. So I expect to see you at Kangaroo Court Wednesday to explain why you would be wearing a black outfit with white socks.
He's lucky Karp's not here. Karp lays into you, and some days I think I was like, nah, Tom looked pretty good today.
You always look at the source, and coming from Karp, it doesn't really carry a lot of weight. So
No.
I don't care whether he is one of the, what was he, top 50, under 50?
Yeah. I don't think that was because of the way he dresses, though.
No, definitely not. No.
I'll ask you this, Tom. Also, your good friend Pete Spears gets named a top 50 under 50, and obviously he does a little bit of everything here with this organization. But what does that mean for you as a good friend to see a friend get a recognition like that?
Well, it's great. Pete is genuinely one of the nicest guys you can be around, and he doesn't have a mean bone in his body. We always kid with Pete. You hear him before you see him. But he's an individual now that's been in our community for 10 years, and we're fortunate to have an individual like Pete, because not only is he very active here with the Oil Barons, you know, he helps out with the baseball team, and he's doing security at different events. He tries to get out as much as he can. And, you know, we always say that nobody's irreplaceable in any situation, but you know what? If there was one person that we would have a very difficult time replacing, it would be Pete. And we've got a friendship that's obviously grown over the last 8-9 years, and I'm, you know, I'm very lucky to, you know, not only have him as our trainer, but I can call him a friend as well.
Tom, congratulations on the pair of big wins here on this homestand, and we'll talk to you next week with Lloyd Minster and Drum Heller.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.